is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Hamas says a new proposal to at least pause the Gaza war is a positive. And while it comes from Israel, it was President Biden who announced it.
The president says it's a plan offered by Israel for an enduring ceasefire.
This proposal has been transmitted by Qatar to Hamas.
Biden says the three-part plan includes the release of hostages, including Americans. In exchange,
humanitarian assistance would surge with 600 trucks carrying aid into Gaza every single day.
And Israel, he says, will be secure.
Hamas no longer is capable of carrying out another October 7th.
Urging Hamas and Israel to take this deal. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Donald Trump has delivered a long statement, among other things, to say that his trial was rigged. Here's CBS's Michael George.
As he has throughout the trial, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee once again claimed without evidence the case was orchestrated by his political rival.
This is all done by Biden and his people.
President Biden, who'd remained silent throughout the trial, pushed back Friday, noting it was a state, not federal case.
Donald Trump was given every opportunity to defend himself.
How do voters feel?
Finally, I feel like a little bit of justice is served.
We have to stand by our president right now in our country. If we don't, we're going to lose everything.
Opinions about the trial seem divided along party lines. With a tight race between former President Trump and President Biden, November's election will likely come down to seven states that could swing to either candidate.
CBS's Willie James Inman. It's been nearly a month since a Florida Panhandle deputy shot and killed Airman Roger Fortson when he had answered the door with a gun pointed down. Now the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says it's fired that deputy, saying that his use of deadly force was, quote, not objectively reasonable and violated the department's policy. Somebody with a gun has killed a Minneapolis police officer responding to a double shooting early this morning. Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
It's become too easy to attack our police, and it needs to stop.
The woman convicted of helping her boyfriend plot the murder of his estranged wife, then cover it up in Connecticut, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. It happened during a contentious divorce and custody battle, with Jennifer Dulos's body never found. Jennifer Lopez has just released her first album in 5 years, and she was supposed to start a summer tour next month. Instead, Lopez says she's canceling the tour to spend more time with her family, something she apologized for on her website while saying it was absolutely necessary. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 575. The Nasdaq lost 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Yes. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Robin Voss has another Republican rival. Andrew Sagilski, an East Troy resident and fellow Republican, wants to run against the Assembly Speaker in the new 33rd District. 7 high school-aged kids have been arrested in Kenosha County in connection with a ghost gun ring. Investigators say the teens were making and selling guns to other teens. Juneteenth celebrations in Racine start tomorrow with the Miss Juneteenth pageant. Events run throughout the month. Milwaukee's summer festival season gets a First Lady kickoff today. Jill Biden is speaking at the opening of Festa Italiana. A celebration of the Root River is in store for this weekend. The Root River Environmental Education Center hosts its grand opening for the 2024 season. It runs tomorrow from 10 to 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cancel the NFL offseason? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up another week of OTAs, organized team activities. Now, technically, they're all volunteer sessions for the players to decide to participate. The Players Union is drawing up a plan where players would report a couple of weeks earlier in July for training camp and eliminate these volunteer sessions and mini camps in the spring.
I would not be in favor of that, but We'll adjust, I guess.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why not to make a change.
I go back to the COVID year. I don't think that was good for anybody. There's not a lot of time we get with these guys anyways, and just to cram everything in at the beginning of training camp, I think it's particularly bad for, I would say, a lot of undrafted guys, because you just don't have the time to invest in the process and learn the playbook.
Baseball, Brewers and White Sox tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers in first place with a five-game lead at 15-42. The White Sox have the worst record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mild night tonight with a mostly cloudy sky. Lows in the upper 50s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Showers and a few storms and highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny on Sunday. A high around 70 degrees. More storms likely Sunday night, Monday. Right now it's 73.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, a new survey says that 8 in 10 moms are not trying to be super mom. They're just trying to be good enough. You know, tell your kids you love them at least once a day. Don't worry if they're covered in mud, food, or paint because they're having fun. And when you accept that winging it as a parent is okay and self-care isn't selfish, then you're doing just fine.
Anybody here? Just looked around and he's gone. just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try?
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I don't
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. The other day, I ran into my friend Kara Ernst-Schock, who used to be on my old show back in the day. Hey, Kara, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. I thought it'd be nice to catch up a little bit with you. You used to be on the old show, and you would talk about, you know, the children's theater classes that you taught and the shows that you were in or the shows that you were directing. So I thought, well, let's catch up with Kara and find out what she's doing now. I think you, if I saw correctly on social media, have a big thing coming up this summer out east, right?
I do. I am traveling out to Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and I have the honor of directing with Virginia Rep Company. They have an amazing children's program of full classes and full productions, professional quality, amazing facility, and I was invited to come out and direct Dragons Love Tacos based on the ever-popular book. And I jumped at it. I'm off this summer and I'm off this summer.
So have you worked with them before?
I have not. This is going to be my first time working with them. I was out there this spring break to hold auditions and get to know, the facility a little bit better. I met with designers. I am thrilled to be working with all of them. And so we've actually been in production meetings the last few weeks, just via video conference. You know, thank you for that technology becoming so typical,
right?
Because I'm able to do something like this. So I've been working remotely with them for the last few months in pre-production, and we start rehearsals, if my dates are correct, June 17th, and it opens in mid-July. So I'm so excited to continue the children's theater journey this summer.
What do you have to go out and rent an apartment or something? Or
I am very lucky. Normally they have housing for their professionals, but they are doing a huge production of 9 to 5 this summer on their main stage. And so I have a dear friend who I will be living with for 4 weeks. He is willing to put up with me for 4 weeks, and I get to live rent free and do the theater thing.
Well, how exciting for you.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
Can you hang out for a few minutes?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Kara Ernst-Schock is with me. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4280. Or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between at Happy 8 Collectibles, where every shelf tells a story. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting your journey, they've got you covered. Vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Their collection is ever-changing, so stay updated by following Happy 8 Collectibles on social media. And check out their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall in Greendale and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills Mall in Gurney, Illinois. Happy 8 Collectibles. We collect everything.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Come wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 9 for local news and timeless hits. We'll also be talking with the folks who make our community what it is. That's weekday mornings here on WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. In fact, we'll have local news coming up here at the bottom of the hour.
People. I'm hung up on you. Easy to be proud, easy to say no.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, don't forget to check out the Big Deals store. It's full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Just go to WRJN.com, take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30%. Click on that Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. All right, news time.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is appointing three new members to the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. Tim Nixon is a Green Bay area bankruptcy attorney. Jack Salzwedel is a former CEO of American Family Insurance. And Desmond Adongo is a student at UW-Oshkosh. Regent Bob Atwell's term has expired, but he says he won't step down right away. First Lady Jill Biden campaigns in Wisconsin tonight. She tells Good Morning America the difference between her husband, the president, and challenger Donald Trump is clear.
We have a choice. We can have, you know, my husband, who is calm and steady and strong and has character and integrity, or we have the other choice, which is chaotic.
Mrs. Biden is speaking at the opening ceremonies for Milwaukee's Festa Italiana. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If the recall doesn't get him first, an East Troy resident wants to remove Robin Voss. Andrew Sagelski announced this week that he will challenge Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in a primary election for the newly drawn 33rd Assembly District. Sagelski, a Republican, must submit at least 200 valid signatures by Monday. In his announcement, he said he wants to abolish the state income tax and end school referendums that raise property taxes. Milwaukee's summer festival season gets a First Lady kickoff today. Jill Biden is speaking at the opening of Festa Italiana early in the evening. Traffic impacts before and after will add to the problems on streets in that area. The Italian Heritage Festival is back on the Summerfest grounds this year. Juneteenth in Racine starts tomorrow with the Miss Juneteenth pageant. There are celebrations running most of the month, with events that include a flag-raising ceremony, STEM Day, and the 49th annual Juneteenth celebration at the Dr. John Bryant Community Center. The Sneaker Ball is on the 14th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mild night tonight with a mostly cloudy sky. Lows in the upper 50s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Showers and a few storms and highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny on Sunday. A high around 70 degrees. More storms likely Sunday night, Monday. It's 71 right now.
Road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Them with your youth, they see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents
children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on WRJN. Graham Nash wrote that song. It deals with the difficult relationship he had with his father, who spent time in prison.
We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
If you're enjoying WRJN's local news and timeless hits, tell your favorite business they could benefit from advertising on WRJN. Just go to the WRJN website, click on that advertise button. news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I've been hanging out this afternoon with my friend Kara Ernst Schock. And you used to be on the old show all the time talking about all of your theater classes and productions that you were doing. But I want to talk about something else that you and I have in common.
Okay.
Okay. Back in the day, and I think you're probably going to catch on quickly as to what I'm talking about. My wife and I took a group of about 30 or 40 listeners on a cruise.
Yes.
Okay. You know where I'm going with this, right?
I know where you're going.
All right. And it turns out that the ship that we were on, previous to us being there, you used to work on that ship.
Yes.
As a dancer, right?
I was a singer-dancer.
Yeah. But you and I got talking when we first met. I think this came up and we got talking about it. And I had said something about, you know, the cruise director and the captain would get on the PA system together and make announcements throughout the day. And I said, you know, it sounds like they're flirting with each other.
You're going to go there, aren't you?
I am going to go there.
There were rumblings. There were definitely rumblings. I won't say names. I won't say a cruise line, but there were definitely rumblings.
There were more than rumblings.
There were rumblings.
There were more than, come on, spill it. Spill it.
It's going to come back. Somebody's going to do the math and figure it out.
This was 24 years ago. Come on.
Okay, how do I put it?
Somebody lost his job, right? Come on.
No one lost their jobs. Let's just say there was palpable tension when they were together. I'm going to leave it at that and let your audience members figure out what that means.
I think they know.
I would guess.
All right. It is so fun to catch up with you.
Yes. Oh, it's so good. Yes. I'm so thrilled you're back on the air.
I appreciate that.
To play again.
Yeah. All right. Kara Ernst-Schock, you'll join me again sometime, I hope.
I would love to.
All right. On WRJN.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Make Racine Civic Center your choice to host your next event. From historic Memorial Hall and its many unique rooms, to Festival Hall and its unmatched view of Racine's Harbor, to Rotary Park adjacent to the harbor for outdoor events, no event is too big or too small for our staff of event professionals. Let us host your wedding, quinceañera, corporate event or trade show or festival, or bring us an idea for something new. See all Racine Civic Center has to offer and arrange a tour at festivalpark.com.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
And timeless hits are back on WRJN. Thank you so much for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, today. We've got Milwaukee Brewers baseball coming up just after 7 o'clock. Keep it here.
When you're beside